From the very beginning, the mixed cigarette box lid and the pink scarf grasped in the dead woman's hand have puzzled Inspector Chan in the case of the murder of Ellen Landini at Pine View. Now the inspector knows the answer. The murderer is a person who is colorblind. Confronted with this fact, Inspector Chan tried to learn in a conversation with Romano whether or not the opera impresario is colorblind. But Romano, ever wily, fails to give any indication. It is the following morning, and Inspector Chan is dressing when Ah Sing enters the room.
Good morning, Ah Sing. Sangli, attending, well, only in the weather.
It's a hot summer today. Good morning, Mr. Chan. You like a number one good hot water for shaving, huh?
Thank you, Ah Sing. But I have already shaved.
Oh.
Tell me, Honorable Sing, have you thought upon matters which I suggested to your most attentive ears yesterday?
Oh, what do you mean, Mr. Chan?
I mean, Ah Sing, that you should cease to avoid being trapped into admission. Boldly come forth as befits one of your birth. Tell the truth.
What's the matter, you? Me all the time you talk the truth. You're crazy. You think me go back to China?
Yes, Ah Sing.
You think me like you go back to China? Oh, you think I can? Suppose Ah Sing say something, huh?
Yes, Ah Sing, something. What?
Oh, anything. Anything make you think me tell you something? That's all. But Ah Sing and I go back to China. Oh, must you work in this place?
Then Ah Sing, you have decided not to tell me the truth.
No can tell more. Me no nothing.
The rest draws near, Ah Sing.
Oh, no can help. Suppose you arrest me, me go to jail. All right, me go to jail.
Very well, Ah Sing.
What's the matter?
Nothing, Ah Sing.
Oh.
I remembered presents from my daughter, Evelyn. Very beautiful tie, flaming color. Perhaps the brightness of this tie will help to lighten the gloom house around me. What do you think, Ah Sing?
That tie?
Yes.
Oh, tie all right, eh?
But the color, Ah Sing, do you not like the vivid color?
Oh, color all right, too.
But you do like it? Or perhaps you like blue better?
Oh, me like it all the color. Red and the blue and the green and the pink and the black and all the same, Ah Sing, like all the number one.
I shall accompany you, Ah Sing. Yes, I'm with you, just in
again now. Good morning, Mr. Chen.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Romano. You are going down to breakfast?
But yes, the decreased fare in this month end has given me a appetite. Not too good for the figure, Mr. Chen. Such a meal as Mr. Ward has served here at the Pine View.
I must admit the truth of your remark, Mr. Romano. I find that my customary glass of orange juice is hardly sufficient. But alas, to indulge when one has proportions as ample as mine leads but to disaster.
Good morning, Inspector.
Good morning, Sheriff. You rested well, I trust?
I did, Inspector, very well.
You will sit here, Mr. Chan.
Thank you, Cecile.
Monsieur will have coffee this morning?
Thank you. Yes, Cecile.
Some French toast. It is very nice. Crisp brown toast.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Mr. Chan.
Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Miss Beaton. Our host, Mr. Ward. Good morning.
Good morning to you all. Oh, John, will you sit opposite Mr. Chan?
Thanks, Dudley.
Well, Inspector, is the solving of the mystery progressing? Or perhaps I should wait till after breakfast before putting such a question.
Everything is moving along in improved manner, Mr. Ward. We shall soon be leaving Pine View. Your relief and our regret, for we have received at your hands most hospitable welcome.
I shall be sorry to see you leave. Pine View will be very quiet after you go.
Coffee, Monsieur Ryder.
Thank you, Cecile. By the way, Chen, I'd like to get away for a day. I should go to San Francisco.
Mr. Ryder, I can assure you that tomorrow you may leave if you so desire.
Providing this mystery is cleared up?
Tomorrow, Mr. Ryder, we shall all know who is the person who so brutally killed Madame Landini and Dr. Swan.
So you think, Chan?
Not only think, Mr. Ryder, so I know.
Thank goodness. Well, it will be a welcome relief to return to normalcy. somehow this perpetual thinking, wondering as to who amongst us...
Quite so, Mr. Ward. It is extreme nervous strain which in time makes enemies out of best friends. Garrett.
Yes, Inspector?
Will you join me in study when you have finished breakfast?
Ready now, Inspector.
You will pardon us rising from the table.
Yes, yes, of course.
Thank you. Noticeable is it not, Sheriff, how when one is looking for something, it thrusts itself upon one's mind.
What, Inspector?
Both of us, searching for a remark which will indicate to us that one person is colorblind, to seal passage perfectly innocent remark regarding Chris Brown coat.
I didn't think of it.
On other hand, I try to trap Ah Sing into remarks about tie I've worn this morning, and Ah Sing baffles me with admissions, remarks, yeses and noes, but fails utterly to convey to me any idea as to whether or not he is colorblind.
You think that he might be deliberately avoiding incriminating himself?
One would be compelled to believe so from his evasion.
Well, all that I can say is that it took willpower on my part to keep remarking about the brilliant red of the tie you're wearing. I knew, of course, that you'd done it for a purpose. How someone didn't mention it is more than I can understand.
When one is deliberately searching for something, time seems to drag on leaden feet. Man waiting for a swollen stream to subside feels ages pass over his head. I tried also to trap Romano last night.
Did?
Yes, Jared. Close door, please. Sit down. Last night, I spoke to Romano about Landini's book. He said that he had assisted in writing. I mentioned Lago Maggiore. He said that he had been there.
He did?
Yes. He spoke of the lake, sky, the hills, beloved dresses. But not once did he mention color.
Like our thing, deliberately avoiding.
Ah, that is the trouble. Who can tell who deliberately avoids mention of color or who does not even think of color? It is, as I say, so simple to detect in person the effect of color blindness. Yes, so simple in theory, but so difficult in practice.
I'm beginning to realize that myself. I watch the conversation and hope that someone will say something that will give me a lead, but, well, the writer hasn't given any sign. Mano hasn't. Ward hasn't.
Mr. Island, pilot of Landini's plane, could not be colorblind. Could not obtain certificate of pilot if it were so.
Yeah, that's true. Cecile mentioned brown toast. Of course, even a colorblind person can pass a remark like that. Everybody knows toast is brown.
Yes. All that you say is true, Sheriff. It is only a question of time, however, before we shall detect proper persons. All then that remains is to trap them into situations which is acceptable as evidence.
You think we can do that today?
Most certainly. I have several methods in mind. One for Mr. Ryder, another for Cecile, still another for Mr. Ward. Romano. Ah, Romano will be a little difficult. He is very astute impresario, is Mr. Romano. That is Miss Beaton. I shall leave you alone.
But, Inspector...
Not a word. I have a reason. Come in, Miss Beaton. I'm going downstairs for a few minutes.
Oh. I see.
Yes.
Very well. Don, I've been a little...
What's come over you, Leslie?
No, don't stop me. I may never have the courage again.
What are you talking about?
That night, the night Landini was murdered. Inspector Chan has mentioned the fact that someone was not telling me.
We all know that.
It was I.
What?
I didn't tell the whole truth. I heard the shot. We all did.
Yes?
I knew it came from the balcony. I didn't sit there dumbly. I ran to the balcony window, opened it, saw a figure leave the study by the balcony.
Ah, Sing.
It was. Oscar.
Well, that seems to settle it. But then that was only the misleading shot. What of the real shot? The one that killed Bandini. After your sponsor's message, Inspector Chan will be with us again. Chinese philosophical saying have you for us this evening?
I have been thinking much of friends who, with the end of case at Pineview, will part go their different ways.
Yes, Mr. Chan?
Some men at the close of their days sit surrounded by trophies, mementos, objects which they have collected by aid of their wealth. In that they find but shadow of joy. Man who sits with memories of great friendships as companions of his declining years is wealthy in substance, more precious by far than fine gold.